This goes out to the AVS fam, to the crew getting ready at the Pepsi can. DJ Triple T banging thunder with the high jams. My dog Bernie Yan smiles in the West stands.
The ColoradoHockey.com podcast is brought to you by FSFAM.com, AVSFAM.com.
Should the Colorado Avalanche bench the vets and call up the young prospects to finish the NHL season? The argument goes like this. The Avs can't make the playoffs and the current roster isn't getting any better. Therefore, we should bench, scratch, or demote the current NHL depth players and bring up prospects mostly from San Antonio Rampage to see what they can do in the NHL and get them some experience. Now, the depth players that most of these armchair GMs are looking to replace are Soderberg, Como, Boschman, Mitchell, Colburn, Tootin, and Weirkosh. Your list may vary a little bit, but this is the gist of it. And remember, by the numbers right now, the Avs have iced one of the worst teams in NHL history in the last three decades. That's pretty bad. So here's my take on it, and for the record, I haven't always been on board with bringing up youth and prospects from the AHL just yet. I mean, just because the current NHL roster is tanking, it doesn't mean that the NHL ice time would be a good thing for a young prospect, not unless you think getting smoked every single night doesn't have an effect on a young player's confidence. And while I still believe that bringing up the youth has some risk involved, I think that the damage being done to the members of the Avs who will be sticking around for the next season might be worse. If we've learned anything this year, it's that confidence is indeed a game changer. But not calling up youth right now might be a greater evil to the likes of Rantanen, Landy, Dutchie, if he stays, Picks, EJ, Barry, the core, as it were. So with regards to the remainder of the season, I ask, to what end? A phrase often used by Stoics of old, and like most things Stoic, a really good question if you dig down far enough. You could also use the five whys method that many startup and agile companies like to use so much to get to the bottom of things. Both are powerful models to get you to the core of things so long as you can find real answers, and answers are indeed what I seek. I want to know, in the context of the Colorado Avalanche, what now? To what end? What do they do with the remainder of this season, a season that is absolutely over? Sadly, the answer to those questions from my perspective in the latter half of the 2016-2017 season has been to quit. Plain and simple, players aren't showing up ready to play NHL caliber hockey, and there is a distinct lack of heart on the team. With the exception of the waiver claims and the few AHL call-ups who have the hunger and the want to stay right now, players are just not competing. For many of them, they know what comes next when the season ends, which is absolutely nothing to do with the Colorado Avalanche, either by their choosing or the Avs doing. I would go so far as to wager that for many, if not all, it's a mutual feeling. So I ask again, to what end, Avs? What are you playing for now? What is left to prove? Is there any pride left in these beaten and bruised hearts? Does anyone even care at this point? And if you're on your game, you notice that I just asked five questions aimed at getting to the heart of this problem, which sadly has not worked. So let's revert back to the Stoic philosophy and see if a different approach will yield a better result. So any Stoic worth his salt would ask, what is in my control? What can I do right now? Well, we know that there is no getting into the playoffs at this point in this season, that it's firmly out of everyone's control and has been for quite a while now. But the next game is still something that any Avs player can have a tangible impact on. And while it might seem highly improbable to think that one person's efforts could make a significant difference to the point that it could win a game, it's not improbable at all. A real effort with real heart, even in the face of losing and failure, can spark the play of the people around you. But it's not likely to come from the bruised and battered players we talked about earlier. They're all too far gone at this point. Humans are their worst enemies at times, and we humans get in ruts. We keep doing the same thing even when it fails every time that we do it. That is, by the way, the definition of insanity as well. We simply can't expect the effort of a Matt Duchene or a Gabriel Landeskog to win the hearts of his teammates around him. Even when they give their best efforts, they can't get the others to follow suit because they're expected to play that way. They're the superstars. What we need is a grassroots movement. We need somebody coming up who nobody expected to take the lead, who does take the lead. And that is, after all, the point of new blood. That is the point of new faces, of a new direction, of a new chemistry, is people who aren't in the system coming into the system and bringing something new to it. But what they wouldn't expect is that kind of heart and effort from a call-up, from an AHL player looking to make a case for breaking into the NHL and finding a forever home. The young players with a true hunger for hockey can win the hearts of the older guys to give it a late season push. Not for the playoffs, of course, but for pride and because it's the right thing to do. Now, I'm not a person who believes in tanking or thinks that the Colorado Avalanche are tanking. I don't think that's the case at all. But if we were, we have tanked as much as a team can tank to get Nolan Patrick at this point. We can now win games and reclaim whatever pride is left in the locker room. But we need someone with audacity to do it. Someone to take the ice with the intention of winning and not just trying not to lose. We need a bold character who will go all out, even though they don't have to. We need a player who isn't trying to be too careful to increase their chances of getting into the training camp next year. It's a big ask, it really is. Nobody wants to mess it all up right now when they're so close to finally making it. Some of these guys could actually be in the NHL next season, so for them to come up and have that kind of audacity and that kind of heart, it's a little bit risky, but that's what gets things done. You have to take those risks. So it's also on management to say, go for it, take chances, show us what you've got beyond skills, show us your heart. Or as Boschman said in his practice squad speech, show us that you care. Beyond management, it's also on the people in the locker room to let these guys know that it's okay to go out there and try, even if you fail. And it's probably romantic to think that those kind of conversations actually take place in a locker room, but if they don't, they should. How else can you explain so much talent with so much failure? It's not a lack of skill, it's not a lack of ability, it is mental, it is desire, it is hunger, and it is having a heart for the game still. So I say all of that to say that's why the Avs should at this point embrace the youth movement, start sitting vets or anyone who isn't bringing the love to the game and replace them with youthful hunger. Last thought on this, and credit where credit is due. Rene Bjork, when healthy, has been an older player who is playing with the heart and the desire of a young AHL player trying to make the team. And for good reason, he was out of the league and had to prove himself again just like a young AHL player would. True, Rene Bjork did have a slump before getting concussed and eventually being out of the lineup, but since returning to the lineup with recharged batteries and a clear brain, he has been the spark the Avs need. Honorable mentions to JT Compher, who also brought some hunger, some heart, and some desire to the team when they needed it the most. And in the words of Forrest Gump, that's all I've got to say about that. If you like this podcast, tell your friends about it, and then go to iTunes and search for Colorado Hockey and click on the button that says subscribe. Or just go to the ColoradoHockey.com website and click on the button that says get it on iTunes. Either way, it will be in your pocket waiting for you when you're ready to listen to it. This podcast and every other podcast that we do is brought to you by AvsFam, absfam.com, for the coolest hockey shirts you can't find anywhere else because they're not available anywhere else. They're only available at AvsFam. Go check them out, www.absfam.com. Stay awesome.